Hallelujah. Please let Uche Nunu Anthony, Emmanuel Sule, Delight Onoha, Godfrey Destiny Mashat, Okwe Innocent, Godfrey Destiny Mashat, Delight Onoha, Emmanuel Sule, and Uche Nunu Anthony come forward very quickly to share your testimonies.
Double portion. I just want to thank God because the God of Minas has been a faithful God to me. I've been in this Abuja roaring like a roaring lion looking for something to do. But the God of faithfulness has showed forth in my life. Last week, I was praying after the impartation service. I went home and the God servant declared, I believe. He said that anything that is in our mantle, that we shall use it, and anywhere it goes, it shall work for us. I believed on the mantle and I used my hand as the mantle. Actually, I was not with my handkerchief. So I used my hand and after that morning, I received a text message on my phone saying, come for an interview. That morning, I went for an interview and lo and behold, I was the only person that was chosen for that interview. I just want to give all God the glory.
Shout hallelujah. God is locating somebody for a job this morning.
Double portion. My name's Godfrey Destiny Mashat. I'm here to testify for the goodness of God in my life. I joined this commission April this year. I got born again. I attended my Believer's Foundation class and water baptism. Thank God he has been so faithful in my life. Since I joined this commission, I've been expecting God for many things, of which he has marvelously granted unto me. Most especially, because of the transportation from my location to this place, to Goshen here, I say, God, if it is your will for me to be serving here in Goshen, God, provide me with a car. Buy a car, but I couldn't buy, though with my salary, but God gave me the wisdom. To the glory of God, this morning I drove in with my car. I turn the glory to God.
Shout hallelujah. Just 3 months old in the faith and God is already bringing the blessings.
Okpe Innocent is my name. I want to thank God for the opportunity for me to be here this morning. I was here first time for the vengeance service and then I was unemployed. I was seeking for a job. And that very week, the Friday, I got a call from a company I had done an interview with to resume on the 1st of July. And I'm here to say, God, thank you.
Somebody is picking his own job too this morning. In the name of Jesus.
Double portion. I thank you for my life. My name is Anthony Uche Nunu. I'm from Delta State. On the November 2010, I have a serious problem. When it took me to prison 4 years, when I'm there, God ministered to me that you, my son, nothing will do you. We came back safely and healthy. I said, thank God. When I'm coming back from the prison, I served the prison complete 4 years. Nothing happened to me. Many people surprised, why are you doing good to prison? You served 4 years. Nothing happened to you. By the blessing of God, we create me. And he did commit. My neighbor, the one that took me to prison, because of a daughter, I chose to be a service of God. I know the thought God has for me, thought of peace is not evil. I go to there, I came back. When I came back, I saw angel. That's Uncle Peter.
Shout hallelujah. He was imprisoned for 4 years with no offense. But a member of this church ministered to him, and the testimony is that he is now reformed, is released from prison, and the light of God is upon him. Keep put your hands together for Jesus.
Praise the Lord. I want to thank God. Okay, my name is Emmanuel Sule. I'm from Kaduna State. Actually, my boss brought me since first Sunday of the June, and I came here. I heard some little testimony. I was very happy. I say I will also give my own testimony. And since then, I take this. Since 4 years, I've been drinking, smoking, and unfortunately, today, since 1st of that June until today, I've never been drinking and smoking. I give God.
Hallelujah! Fortunately, the drinks, the smoking have all gone. Put your hands together for Jesus. Yet another testimony. This one is written by D. Liam. It says, "Sir, just as you instructed us on Sunday, 30th June 2013, that we should not let our money just go like that, on Tuesday, I entered a taxi. A voice whispered to me saying, 'Do you remember what the bishop said on Sunday?' I pretended that I did not hear the voice, and the voice kept on reminding me. I felt uncomfortable inside the taxi until I opened my mouth and started preaching to them inside the taxi. On my way back from Barnex Plaza to my office, I met a young man on the road. I preached Jesus to him, and he received Christ. I invited him to come to church on Sunday. I boarded another taxi, preached to a man, and he was so happy to receive Jesus Christ. I said within me, I will not let my money just go like that. I go to DSTV office and preach to them in the office. They asked me if I was a pastor. I said no, but I am just responding to the fact that I am a child of God. I went back to a woman whom I bought fruit with. I said, 'Madam, I forgot to introduce you to a business partner.' The woman was so happy at me. I said, 'Jesus Christ is your business partner. He is the one that owns you and your business. Without him, your life is in danger. Any vehicle I boarded, I preach Jesus Christ and repentance. If somebody comes to my boss in the office, I must preach Jesus to him. Some people think I'm getting mad. I say to them, I love this type of madness. Throughout the week, I've been doing this, and I have come to return all the glory to God.'" Wave your hands unto Jesus. Wave your hands unto Jesus. Give him glory and praise in Jesus' name. Moment
Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. If you are a true lover of Jesus, you are glad you woke up this morning, shout a louder hallelujah. David said, I was glad when they say unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Shall we express our gladness this morning with a bigger shout unto the Lord? Will you join me? Lift up your hands. Let's worship Jesus, the one who brought us into his presence this morning. In his presence, there is fullness of joy. At his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Let us thank him. Let us exalt his name. Let us lift him on high. Let us praise him. Let's exalt his name, everybody. Worship his majesty. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name, I thank you, Lord. Gloria bolokuranda la ba shakata la brada baba. Ezire de moronde brele ba koto na mama ba. Edina zozo remiando koko shala brada ba dolo brele bada. Eko koromonde le brele biato lo manzala ba. Lehesi keteriamo dolo koko tana masata da. Worship your majesty, Lord. Eriebo soso nebrala bakaka baba. Lo mi andere li a cotormon de lebrala bakata na mazaza. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. And all the saints of God, glad to be here this morning, shout hallelujah. Please bring out your July 2013 prayer banquet card. This month, God is uniquely answering your prayer. Amen. Did you say amen to that? Amen. In Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 2, the prophet was praying, O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years. And with emphasis, he said, in the midst of the years, make known. In the midst of the year, make known. The month of June and July are the midst of the year. They are the middle of the year. June is gone past. July is here with us. In the month of July, God will make known his work in your life. In the midst of the year. In the midst of the year. Remember, in the midst of the year. Father, remember me in this second of the midst of the year. The second month in the midst of the year. As I tender before you again my request this morning. Will you speak to him as your father, reminding him of his word? Reminding him of his word. Father, bring to come to pass in my life your word, that in the midst of the year, you will make known your works in my life. Make known your works in my life. In the midst of the year, make known your work in my life. This is another middle of the year, 2013, my year of double portion, my year of next levels. Make known your works, O Lord. Make known your works, O Lord. Remember me for good, Lord. Make known your works, O Lord. Remember me for good, Lord. Make known your works in my life. Remember me for good, Lord. Remember me for good, Lord. In the name of Jesus, remember me for good, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, make known your works in my life. In the midst of the year, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we are prayed. God does not store prayers, He answers prayer. Lift up your card, everybody, by faith. If you don't have a copy, just lift up your hand. After this, they will pass on a copy to you with assurance that God has heard you already. I decree that the God of visitation visits you in the midst of the year in the name of Jesus. Many have come forth to share their testimony on this altar this morning. I decree you will be the next to share your own in the name of Jesus. What He does for one, He can do for the other. I decree that your own time for people to listen to your testimony has finally come. As Hannah prayed fervently from her heart, so you have prayed this morning. Therefore, I decree that your answer of peace has finally come to you. If you know you will share your testimony this week, shout the loudest amen. It is done in the name of Jesus. Now bring out also your Prayer Reach project card. A beautiful testimony was sent in this morning by one of us about how God transformed our brother whom she has been praying for. There was a mighty visitation, and finally the brother could not resist the salvation. He is now born again. Everyone you have put on this list, we have no choice but to be born again. Whatever devil is holding any of them down, I decree that they are releasing them right now. Lift up the card, and from the depth of your heart, Father, I know that you hear me always. Thank you for the ones that have been saved. Thank you for the ones that remain. I know your mighty hand is reaching out to them this week. They shall not escape. Speak out right now. Pray for them the way you have prayed for yourself, for the salvation of the souls that you have listed in this card. Father, in the name of Jesus, none of these ones will escape your salvation. None of them will escape your salvation. Thanking you for the ones you have touched, thanking you for the ones you have saved, and thanking you for all who remain. None of them shall escape salvation. Reach out to them, O Lord. Reach out to them, O Lord. None of them will escape. The ones you have touched, you will establish in the faith. The ones that have not opened up, they are compelled to open up. Satan, you have no right whatsoever to put your hand on any of these ones. By the authority, in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, Lo Ramagetenia, Azara Brugi, Iriagotuna, Bahande Hasu, Ibranikoto, Bokotimaza, Iriakotuna, Bandalashiketere, in the name of Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God, reach out to them, Lord. Reach out to them, Lord. Angels of God, influence their salvation. Appear to them in an irresistible manner. Holy Spirit of God, convict their heart. Convict their heart. Convict their heart. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. We give you glory and praise. Come and wave the card, wave the answer. In the name of Jesus. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' glorious name, we are prayed. And now, O Lord, we decree salvation of everyone that is on our list in this Prayer Reach project. We decree that by the close of this month, they are not just saved, they are established in your kingdom in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. And all the saints of God say the loudest amen. Let us also thank God for the outreach of yesterday in particular. We had massive responses from everywhere, all across the district. And in the evening, we had the Zona Praise Night. Very successful, very impactful. Let us give thanks to the Lord, everybody. One more time. We must not be tired of thanking Him. He's done us so well. Let's give Him the glory due to Him. Let's adore Him. Let's honor Him. Let's say thank you to Jesus, the head of the church. Let's say thank you to the Father. Let's say thank you to the Holy Spirit, the Lord of the harvest. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. And we praise you, Lord. And we praise you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. And before you take your seat, I'd like you to pray. Today is our covenant day of progress. Everything around your life must move forward. Listen to this. By the blood that was shed in Egypt, 430 years of stagnation was destroyed. 430 years. And the host of God left Egypt that same night. That same night. And that blood is only an example of the blood of the Lamb, the irresistible blood of Jesus. When that blood was shed, everyone in the grave came out. They came out. They came out the same day. Father, beginning from today, all through this week, and forever in my life, I will testify of progress. Let the blood speak for me today. Pray right now, everybody. Pray very fervently. Pray progressively. Pray like someone that must make progress. Don't pray a gentleman's prayer. Pray progressively. Pray progressively. Pray down the change. Pray down the change. Pray down the change. Pray down the change in your life. Pray fervently. There must be a change of story for me. There must be a change in my life. There must be a change in my life. Tell my people that they go forward. Tell them that they go forward. I declare that your people are going forward. I declare that these your precious people are going forward. Come on, something is happening. Pray down your progress. Something is happening right now. The Holy Ghost is moving right now. Pray down your progress. Lehekarambando sheketaba. Something is happening right now. Right now, the Holy Ghost is at work. Right now, the Spirit is moving. Right now, right now, right now, right now. Take it right now. Take it, everybody. Take it right now. There must be progress in your life this week. Beginning. Leriakata bahanzeze iriakoto mangleko bokotie do shagababa. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Amen. Stretch your hands here, everybody. I decree that from here, beginning from today, all through the week and forever in your life, Amen. Only stories of progress will be told by you. He said, tell my people to go forward. That's what I kept hearing the Holy Spirit saying to me this morning. Therefore, I say to you, by the authority of Jesus placed on my lips, go forward in the name of Jesus. By the blood of the Lamb, every story of stagnation is finally come to an end in your life. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. All the saints of God who believe today is their day, shout the loudest, Amen. Amen. Please give Jesus a big hand and take your seat. Hallelujah. Praise God. I said, praise God. You like to greet your neighbors to your right, to your left, double portion, next levels. And next levels, double portion. Hallelujah. I want to specially welcome each and every one of you to this covenant day of progress. Whatever name Adam called them is what God recognized. God respects names. He respects captions. We have called it our covenant day of progress and I can hear heaven saying, and dust, and dust, and dust. For someone here this morning, it is endorsed for you as your covenant day of progress. Shout hallelujah. Our series of teaching every Sunday this month, in the month of July, in which the era of stars have come, we have this series of teaching captioned Unveiling Kingdom Mysteries for Supernatural Breakthroughs. Unveiling Kingdom Mysteries for Supernatural Breakthroughs. And it's important for us to emphasize this morning again that what makes people in this kingdom is not sweat, it's not struggle, it's not human effort. It is the mysteries of God that makes a mastery of a man. The mysteries of God. What God reveals to you is what reveals you to your world. What God shows to you is what turns you to a show among men. And it's very clear from scriptures. Otherwise, how do you explain a prisoner, a one-time prisoner, not released for a year or two, but just within 24 hours, became a prime minister? Because God showed him something. God showed him something. What God shows to you is what turns you to a show. What God reveals to you is what reveals you to your world. Genesis chapter 41, beginning from verse 38, after there was a revelation for Joseph, his story changed. The king began to sing of him. People sing of their king. But when you know what the king does not know, he will begin to sing about you. Can we find such a man in whom is the Spirit of God, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of God? The magicians couldn't do it, the astrologers couldn't do it, but the Spirit of God did it. There is no one as discreet and as wise as thou art. Therefore, I will set you upon all the others, because God hath showed unto you. God hath showed unto you. Inasmuch as God hath showed this unto you, I pray that as you go this week, God will show to you what others cannot see. Please say the loudest amen to that. And the secret was revealed unto Daniel in the night season. Daniel chapter 2 verse 19, a slave boy, a stranger in the land. He was not even entitled to voting. Talk less of contesting. Then the secret was the secret revealed unto Daniel in the night season. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven because it came from God. The secret was revealed to him, and that secret revealed him to his world. There are professionals here. There are career people here. Whatever you are doing, God will show to you what others cannot see. And you know, the people who take the lead are the people who have seen something that others cannot see. You cannot but take the lead when you see what others cannot see. For Moses saw the way of God, he knew the way of God, and so commanded the followership of the children of Israel. What God shows to you turns you automatically to a commander. It turns you to a leader. It turns you to one that becomes a reference point. That's why God has ordained mysteries of the kingdom for our supernatural breakthrough on the earth here. According to 1 Corinthians from verses 4 to 7, the Bible tells us that God has ordained this thing for our glory. Verse 7 specifically, he said, the hidden wisdom, God has ordained them unto our glory. So our glorification is tied to the hidden wisdom, to the mysteries of heaven. And I pray that this week specifically, God will show them to you in the name of Jesus. That's why in this kingdom, you have opposite of teachings to what they teach in the system of the world. The system of the world, for instance, teaches that if you want to be great, you have to show yourself. As a matter of fact, they told Jesus, they said, how can a man be doing what you are doing and he does not go to the city for him to be known? And Jesus said to them, my time is not yet come. It's a mystery. My time is not yet come. Jesus showed to us that a lifestyle of stewardship is the pathway to greatness. And only committed servants will qualify for divine lifting. Only committed servant will qualify for divine lifting. Jesus demonstrated that in Luke chapter 22 from verses 25 to 27. When he began to talk about the system of the world, that in the world you have rulers exacting upon the followers. But it is not so in this kingdom. For of course, according to him, whosoever will be great in this kingdom shall make himself a servant to all. He shall make himself a servant to all. It shall not be so among you, but he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief, let him be the one that doth serve. That's the way it works in this kingdom. So in this kingdom, you cannot go up except you bend down. You cannot go up except you bend down. In this kingdom, you cannot go up except you bend down. And that's why this morning we'll be showing one of the mysteries for supernatural breakthroughs, which is the power of kingdom stewardship. Engaging the power of kingdom stewardship for supernatural breakthrough. Engaging the power of kingdom stewardship for supernatural breakthroughs. In this kingdom, we rise through the engagement of kingdom stewardship. The greatest of people in this kingdom are people who serve. If you are not prepared to serve, you will never taste greatness in this kingdom. First of all, let us define what is kingdom service in a very simple way. What is kingdom service? Kingdom service simply means rendering services that promote the well-being of the kingdom of God. Rendering services that promote the well-being of God's kingdom. Rendering services that promote the well-being of the kingdom of God. One of the greatest commands God gave is that thou shalt serve the Lord thy God with all your might, with all your strength, with all your soul. Thou shalt serve the Lord thy God with all of your heart, with all of your might, with all of your soul. So that's what we are called to do, to promote the well-being of his kingdom. That's why in Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek ye first. Put the kingdom of God first. Put the kingdom of God first. And it is very clear from scriptures. Everyone who promoted the kingdom of God never lacked promotion. Anyone and everyone in scriptures who promoted the well-being of the kingdom never lacked promotion. David put God first and he became first. Solomon put God first and he became first. As soon as Solomon got to the throne, the first thing he did was to sacrifice to the Lord. 1,000 burnt sacrifice did he make unto the Lord. When Hezekiah got to the throne, the first month, the first year, in 2 Chronicles chapter 29, the Bible tells us that he repaired the house of the Lord. He repaired the house of the Lord. First thing. Those who put God's kingdom first don't end as last. Those who put the kingdom of God first don't end as last. The story is endless. If you study the book of the Kings, you discover that every king that promoted God's kingdom ended up being promoted by God. Coming to our contemporary life, I've heard God's servant Bishop Oyedepo say, even when he was a student, he would say, I am first a Christian and secondly a student. I am a full-time Christian and a part-time student. Full-time. Serving the Lord. And see where God has lifted him and promoted him today. Your destiny will not remain on the floor again. May you receive grace to serve God faithfully from today. Rendering services that promote the well-being of God's kingdom. So you cannot afford to be in the church and sit tight. No, you must get something you are doing. Don't claim to be busy. No. I had the story of a great man, the first American billionaire, John D. Rockefeller, very wealthy. Yet he was a church janitor. He was a church janitor. He was part of the people that locks the door, closes the window of the church. Very wealthy, yet available to serve. The same story with David. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord. That means to be an usher, to be a crowd control member. I will be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord. You are feeling too big. That's why you end so small. You are feeling too big. That is why you end so small. I don't know what office you hold that you can't serve God. I don't know how many employees that you have that you cannot serve God. I don't know whatever you claim to have as money that makes you feel so big that you cannot find something to do in the house of God. The security of your destiny and the assurance for your progress is tied to your serving God. To your serving God. I want to admonish us, therefore, as individuals, to quickly find something to do in the house of the Lord. Those who serve him well live long. They live long. They live long. You shall serve the Lord your God. He will bless your bread. He will bless your water. He will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Those are things that money cannot buy. I agree you have money, but your money cannot buy good health. Your money can buy drugs, but it cannot buy good health. You know how much you are spending on your drugs? But you shall serve the Lord, and he will take sickness away from the midst of thee. He said, the number of your days I will fulfill. You know why I will live long? Because I'm serving God. When God told Hezekiah that he was going to die, Hezekiah said, Lord, check my record now. I've been serving you. Moreover, if I die today, who will sing praise to you tomorrow morning? Only the living shall praise you. The dead cannot praise you. So make your choice. Kill me. Nobody will praise you tomorrow morning. When God heard that the dead cannot praise him and he needed praise, the man go and tell Hezekiah, I need his praise for 15 more years. For 15 more years. That's why death can't catch up with me anyhow. What will God gain? Terminating my life? Nothing. He knows how well I'm serving him. He knows how committed I am to serving him, and he needs more of the services. So he is committed to preserving my life and kill anyone that wants to tamper with my destiny. So you don't know what you are doing when you engage in kingdom service. Lift up your hand and say with me, I will serve you, Lord. Now I'd like you to know also this morning that this kingdom is a kingdom of responsibility. You are not called into this kingdom to be a liability, but you are called to be responsible. And one or two scriptures establishes that to us, that we are called as sons to enjoy the benefits of redemption, but we are also expected to make our impute as servants. Revelation chapter 1 verse 6, Revelation chapter 5 verse 10, the two verses of scriptures establish the same thing. He said, our God has made us kings and priests. So make kings and priests. Say it again, kings and priests. Now, kings are known for royalty, but priests are known for service. So he called us into royalty and called us into priesthood. He called us to enjoy as sons, and he called us to serve as servants. We have to balance the two. Most people are in church for what to take. Very few are in church for what to give. The service to render, the benefits to enjoy. He is committed to giving us the benefits when we are committed to rendering the service. It's an agreement. You shall serve and he shall bless. You shall serve and he shall bless. You shall serve, and you don't need to bug your head about the blessing, for he shall bless. So God's benefit and blessing comes to us in response to our commitment to serving. You shall serve, he shall bless. You shall serve, he shall bless. It is the services we render to the kingdom that defines the limit of the benefits we enjoy from the kingdom. I'd like to repeat that again. The services we render to the kingdom defines the limits of the benefits we enjoy from the kingdom. What you do to the kingdom determines what comes to you from the kingdom. What you do to the kingdom determines what comes to you from the kingdom. Many of you are very diligent in your places of work, and you know that it is your impute into the organization you are working that determines the output to you from that organization. If, for instance, you work so hard and you earn 100 million for your organization, they remember you and reward you maybe with 2% or 5%, as the case may be, for your impute. In the same way, your impute into the kingdom determines what comes back to you from the kingdom. What goes from you to the kingdom determines what comes back to you from the kingdom. You will not miss your benefits again. Did I hear your loud amen? Amen. Lift up your hand again and say, oh, Lord, grant me grace to serve. Now you see, while it is important for you to fix your eyes and expectation on greatness, your hand must be prepared to serve. Your body must be prepared to serve. Everything about you must be prepared to serve. And I'll quickly show to you two examples from scriptures. We have the story of Abraham. God had promised Abraham that he would be father of nations. Father of nations. That he would be father of nations. From Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3, God promised Abraham he would be father of nations. Through him shall the families of the earth be blessed. But Abraham had to become a servant to all. He so served everybody until he never knew he was entertaining an angel. Genesis chapter 18. We don't have the time, but you read from verse 1 to 10. Abraham would sit in front of his house and be beckoning to everyone passing by, asking for a privilege to serve. That's why you must never wait to be called to serve. You should seek opportunity to serve. Don't wait to be appointed to serve. Seek opportunity to serve. Seek opportunity to serve. And we have plenty of opportunity everywhere. Everyone can just find somewhere to serve. If you say you cannot serve in the choir, you can serve as an usher. You can serve as an usher. You can serve as a traffic person. You can serve as a traffic person. You can serve as a security person. You can serve as a children's Sunday school teacher. You can serve in the protocol. You can serve in the technical crew. You can serve in the sanctuary, cleaning the house of the Lord and the premises. You can find somewhere to serve if you are willing to. Don't wait to be appointed. Seek opportunity to serve. Shout hallelujah. When I was growing up, I engaged myself in all opportunities to serve. I've been in the choir before. I've been a children's Sunday school teacher before. I've been in technical crew before. A one-man technical crew. I was the one doing recording, solo recorder of the messages of God's servant Bishop Oyedepo. I have worked in this church before as an usher. Don't wait to be called. Seek opportunity to serve. So Abraham sat in front of his house, and one day an angel was passing by. He never knew. And he pleaded with the angel that the angel should come to his house to take water, to take meat, and take rest. And in the process, in verse 10, the angel said, "Man, I will come back to you again. Your wife will conceive and have a child. I'll come back to you again." And in the process, he truly became a father of nations. Real servants always end as great rulers. Real servants always end as great rulers. Your tomorrow is waiting for you, but you must do something about it today if you want it to come to pass. Very shortly, the whole world that you serve will come to bow to you. I have discovered that how much you serve determines how well you'll be lifted in this kingdom. How much you serve will determine how well you'll be lifted in this kingdom. There are pastors who take the position of rulers. That's why church doesn't grow under them. There are those who take position of servants, and they end up having unlimited growth. If you want to matter in this kingdom, get engaged in serving. May you receive grace to do that in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now we have the second story of a man called Nehemiah. Nehemiah was a cupbearer. He was a domestic servant to the king. He was not even a public servant, but a domestic servant. He had no opportunity to show himself in the open. He was a cupbearer. He was the one serving the king wine. But he ended up as a governor. Nehemiah chapter 1 verse 11. That's where he was described as a cupbearer. Nehemiah chapter 1 verse 11. The last sentence there said, "For I was the king's cupbearer." And then in chapter 10 verse 1, he had become the governor. From being a cupbearer, those that sealed were Nehemiah, the Tishatter. That word Tishatter means the governor. He became governor in the end for rendering service today. Believe me, I don't know where I would have been today if I had not engaged myself in serving God. Your tomorrow is very bright, you will get there. I say your tomorrow is very bright, you will get there. But it's important for you to understand this morning, God's people, that not all services that you render are acceptable. In the system of the world, they tell us that package is everything. Package is everything. So also it is with God. God does not take just anything. He takes a well-packaged delivery. So you have to learn how to package yourself. Not saying that because he asks you to serve, you can serve. God is not an anyhow God. He is an organized God. He is a well-programmed God. He is not an anyhow God. Therefore, it's important to know that for your service to be acceptable, you must do it willingly. Say with me, willingly. Aha. God will accept only willing service. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 12. A willing heart is required for your services to be accepted. God does not accept just anyhow service. It has to be from a willing heart. For if there be first a willing mind, God does not look at what you do. He looks at your intention for doing it. A willing mind, then it is acceptable. It is acceptable when it is of a willing heart. If it is not of a willing heart, it is destroyed. So you can see that it is your heart that determines what proceeds from your hand. Don't let your heart betray your hand or your face. Everybody see you jumping around, running around from one place to the other. But is your heart there? Very important. Number two, it must be done righteously. Righteously. You cannot do holy things with unclean hands. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28. Wherefore we receive in a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. With reverence and godly fear, that talks about righteousness. If it is not from a righteous heart, it is not acceptable. Number three way to make your service acceptable to God is by rendering it diligently. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. He said, whosoever will come to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Those who diligently serve him. So you must put in all it takes, all of your ability, all of your energy, all of your capability. Diligently serving him. Diligently serving him. Putting in your best. That's the minute. Diligently serve him. May you receive grace to do that in the name of Jesus. We don't have all the time to emphasize other areas that you can engage in serving God acceptably, but please employ and engage these three virtues and your services will be accepted in Jesus' name. It's also important for us to realize, God's people, that number one area of kingdom service we are expected to render is in the area of soul winning. Soul winning is number one kingdom service. Soul winning is number one kingdom service. The common command that Jesus gave to all of us is, go ye into all the world. Go ye into all the world. Go ye into all the world. It is the common command. It is the common assignment that we have. In Matthew chapter 28, beginning from verse 18, he said, go ye into all the world. Because all of us can reach a part of the world. All power in heaven and earth is given unto me. Therefore, he said, I'm sending you to go. Go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, and keep doing this unto the end. Keep doing this unto the end. Unto the end of the world. He said, I'm with you always unto the end of the world. As you engage in going to the world, I am with you. So our preaching the gospel commands divine presence. I am with you always. I am with you always. Because you are on my assignment, I am committed to keeping you always. Because you are on my assignment, I am committed to keeping you always. He that winneth soul is wise. That's what the scripture says. So, the more you engage in it, the wiser you become. The more you engage in it, the more of divine presence you enjoy. The more you engage in it, the more the power that you enjoy. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to them that believe. Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. That's what the scripture assures us all. Your number one task is that of soul winning. I pray therefore as you go this week, you will engage in this assignment and your reward shall be sure in the name of Jesus. Soul winning is the guarantee for answers to our prayer. It is the guarantee for answers to our prayer. I'd like you to take note of that. I've mentioned two or three things that becomes your portion when you are a soul winner. Number one, I've said that soul winning guarantees divine presence. It guarantees divine presence. From Matthew chapter 28, from verses 18 to 20, and lo, I'm with you always. As you go preaching, I'm with you. I've said also that preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ gives you access to the peak of power. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to them that believe. And now, soul winning, as you engage in it, is the guarantee to answers, is the guarantee for answers to prayer. John 15:16. He said, you have not called me, but I've called you, I've ordained you, and I'm sending you to go and preach. And as you do that, whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. So as you are winning souls, you are winning his favor. As you are winning souls, you are winning his favor. As you are winning souls, you are winning his favor. Shout hallelujah. I say shout hallelujah. Shout a louder hallelujah. And number four, what happens to you when you are a soul winner? You become worthy of rewards, of wages. Luke 10:7. As he sent them forth, he said, and a laborer is worthy of his wages. A laborer is worthy of his wages. A laborer is worthy of his hire. When you are winning souls, you become God's employee. John chapter 4, verses 34 and 35. He said, he that gathereth into the barn is the one that will get all the benefits. He that gathereth, he that gathereth, he that gathereth, he that gathereth, he that gathereth qualifies for the reward. I decree that all your rewards for winning souls for Jesus shall be established to you in the name of Jesus. Now, as we attempt to round up this morning, I'd like to emphasize also that kingdom service is the platform for your progress. Kingdom service. When you are pushing God's kingdom forward, God pushes you forward. Push his kingdom forward, and he will push you forward. The children of Israel were stagnated for 430 years in Egypt until they began to cry, we want to go and serve the Lord. We want to go and serve the Lord. And so the Lord came and said to Pharaoh through Moses, let my people go that they may serve me. Let my people go that they may serve me. When God heard that they want to serve, God said, I must let you go. Initially, they were praying for deliverance. God said, well, there's a limit to what I can do. But when God heard that they wanted to serve, God said, I must rise up because I need people to serve me. I need people to serve me. I need people to serve me. Exodus chapter 7 verse 16. Let my people go that they may serve me. So your going forward is tied to your service. Your going forward is tied to your service. Let my people go. Let my people go that they may serve me. Chapter 8 verse 1. Let my people go that they may serve me. Chapter 8 verse 20. Let my people go that they may serve me. Chapter 9 verse 1. Let my people go that they may serve me. Chapter 9 verse 13. Let my people go that they may serve me. Chapter 10 verse 3. Let my people go that they may serve me. Let my people go that they may serve me. If you won't let them go, I will plague you. If you won't let them go, I will punish you. If you don't let them go, I will kill your first son. Israel is my firstborn. Let him go to serve me. If you don't let him go, I will kill all your firstborns. If you want to make progress, engage in kingdom service. It is the guarantee for your progress. Shout hallelujah. I say shout hallelujah. This week, someone will have a testimony to share. Do you know how to become rich? Let your budget reflect the kingdom of God. Let your budget reflect the kingdom of God. I must let you know that's the secret. A lot of people knows what comes to us, but they don't know what goes out from us. You say, man, those guys are very rich. But you need to know how engaged we are in doing rich work. You are not rich in money if you are not rich in good works. He said, charge them which are rich among you, that they be not high-minded, but that they engage in good works, ready to give, willing to distribute. If you want to be rich, make budget for the kingdom of God. Make budget for people's need around you. That is the service we are talking about. The reason I don't lack money is because God knows what I will do with it when it comes. He knows what I will do with it when it comes. I am never number one on my budget. I am never number one. Most of the time, I'm number last in my budget. That's why God has not failed to give it to me. He knows what I will do with it. That's why I don't beg him to give me riches. That's why I don't pray. I don't confess riches. He gives it to me because he knows what I will do with it. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. We started third service last Sunday, yet my offering did not drop. It has to increase. It's not the number of services that determines my offering. My love for God, my readiness to serve him is what determines it. There is nothing I have that God cannot take at any time he wants to. That is what God is looking at. So if you want to be rich, you must be willing to distribute. You must be ready to give. Stop looking at yourself. Look at the well-being of the kingdom and the well-being of others. Shout hallelujah. I say shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let my people go, that they may serve me. If you want to go out of poverty, you must be willing to give and give and give and give. Give your way into blessing. Give your way out of poverty. Give your way out of poverty. Give your way out of poverty. Shout hallelujah. I want to ask you, therefore, to look at areas where you can serve God with your might, with your resources, with everything that you have. There are many children who can't pay school fees. You can engage in helping them out. There are many who are looking for jobs. You can use your millions and billions to create jobs. The money you earn that is not reflecting the lives of people is of no value. Is of no value. It is what you do with your resources, what you do with your life, that guarantees your release for progress. I have discovered that those who serve are always progressive. Those who serve are always progressive. Jesus was making progress because he was serving. Acts chapter 10 verse 38. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. He went about doing good, healing all them that were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. And nobody could hurt him, nobody could stop him, because he was out 100% serving, taking care of people's need, looking after their well-being. That was the way forward. We know the story of Mordecai. Mordecai was seeking the well-being of Israel. And as a result, Haman could not kill him. He couldn't kill him because God needed him to advance the destiny of his people. I see everything about you from today moving forward. And by the blood of the Lamb, all stagnation of your life shall be terminated. Yes. By the blood of the Lamb, all stagnation of your life shall be terminated. Yes. By the blood of the Lamb, the blood that cannot be stopped, I see every stagnation of your life terminated. Yes. By the blood of the Lamb, you are brought out of the prison house today. Yes. By the blood of the Lamb, a new and a living way is made for you today. By the blood of the Lamb, you are bound to make progress today. As soon as the blood came down in Egypt, Pharaoh could not hold them, but he couldn't hold them down again. By the application of the blood of Jesus today, I see everything holding you down terminated in the name of Jesus. Very shortly, we'll rise up to pray and bless the communion. But before we do that, you need to be born again. You need to be a part of Christ. You cannot enjoy the benefits of the kingdom until you become a child in the kingdom. No one assesses the blessing of a family until he becomes a member of that family. If you are not a member of the family, you are an outsider, and you are not entitled to enjoying the benefits of that family. May I ask you therefore this morning, wherever you are seated, if you have not given your life to Jesus as Lord and Savior, stop playing religion. Stop making assumption. Assumption does not pay in this kingdom. You have to be sure. You have to be sure. You have to be sure. Only those who are sure can assess the blessings of heaven. Wherever you are seated, something tells you in your heart that you are not born again. You know it. You lack the peace of God. You lack the joy of God. You know something is missing inside you. Only Jesus can fill up that empty space. This is why you have this chance to quickly surrender your life to Him. Wherever you are seated, you want to give your life to Him. I'd like you to boldly, confidently stand to your feet right now. All of you who want to be born again, God bless you. Stand to your feet right now. Quickly join those who are standing. Don't remain seated. Don't let the enemy deceive you. Don't be an hypocrite in the house of God. He knows you more than you know yourself. Before you came in here this morning, He programmed you to be here so that you can hear the word you are hearing and surrender your life to God. God bless you. More people are standing up. Shall we clap our hands for Jesus as they do so? Thank you, Lord. Now, some individuals are here also who were once born again, but your love for God is dwindling. Your love for God is gone down. The way you used to love God before is not the way you are loving Him right now. And today you want to be restored back home to God. You want to tell the devil, please leave me alone. I want to serve God with all of my heart, with all of my strength. You know you have been compromising here and there with sin and with the devil, but you want to be restored back home today. I'd like you to also stand to your feet. Join these precious people right now. Join them right now. God bless you. God bless you. Very faithful people, committed people, sincere people. Clap your hands some more for the Lord Church as they come. Now, all of you who are standing up, I'd like you to pick your Bible and whatever you came to church with, including a little child. In case you came with any child, don't leave anything behind out there. I want you to take a step to the altar here. I want you to come close so I can pray for you. God bless you. All of you who are coming, quickly come right now. You want to be saved? Maybe you are still seated. Why don't you rise up? Can you see many people have left you behind? Quickly come and join them right now. Church, let's clap our hands excitedly, celebrating Jesus. Keep clapping. Celebrate my Jesus, the soul winner, the one who saves. Do you see what God is doing this morning again? And I thought you are excited. You are clapping so much for Him. What a day, what a blessing in God's presence. Keep clapping for the Lord, Church. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Please hasten your step down here. We're about to pray right now. We're about to pray right now. We're about to pray right now. Hasten your step down here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name forever. Hallelujah. It is the prayer that will change your life forever. This simple prayer will change your life forever. You have testimonies of people who came this morning that they came to church, gave their life to Jesus like you are doing right now, and a total change had occurred into their lives. I want you to bow your heads, all of you in front here. Suspend your writing. Bow your heads. Lift up your right hand. All of you in front here, lift up your right hand. There are individuals who are still seated there. Something is telling you, you ought to be in front here. You ought to be in front here. I rebuke every spirit of indecision in your life, and I command your freedom right now. Get up and come down here. All of you who are in front, say with me this simple prayer. Say with me, Lord Jesus. Say it out louder, Lord Jesus. And they were taking communion, verse 46 of chapter 2 of Acts of Apostles, the same thing being said. So anyone who believes in Jesus qualifies to take the communion. Who can serve the communion? Even you can serve it yourself. Don't wait for a priest to be the one to serve you. The one we are doing in the church, we are doing it because you know, we need to do it communally. Otherwise, even in your home, you can be doing it. And some people wonder, how often should I take the communion? Paul said, by revelation, Jesus told him, as often as you take it. As often as you take it. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 24 and 25. As often as you drink. 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 Do it in remembrance of me. Do it in remembrance of me. Do it in remembrance of me. As often as you do. Verse 25. As often as you do. So you can take it in the morning. You can take it in the evening. It is the life of Jesus. He said, do this in remembrance of me. As often as you do. As often as you do. And we have seen a lot of miracles taking place in the lives of people. People healed of their affliction. People delivered from their oppression. HIV cured by the blood. All kinds of diseases cured by the blood. By taking the communion, because it is called the cup of blessing. What we are taking this morning, 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 16, is the cup of blessing. The cup of blessing. You are not just taking some drink that is sweet. You are taking the cup of blessing. You are taking the cup of blessing. The cup of blessing which we bless. Is it not the communion of the blood of Jesus Christ? So when you pick a piece of yours, you should be focusing your eyes on it. This is cup of blessing. So whatever blessing you desire today shall be handed over to you in the name of Jesus. The blood represents life. So if Jesus said, take my blood, Jesus meant to say, take my life. Take my life. And there was no sickness in his life. There was no stagnation in his body. He had a DNA that made for progress all of the time. As you partake of the blood of Jesus this morning, every progress recorded in the life of Jesus shall be recorded in your life. Now rise to your feet with me, everybody, and begin to proclaim. Now, as I partake of the blood, all stewards, please quickly take your place. We have limited time this morning. Begin to declare, as I partake of the blood this morning, I partake of the life of Jesus. I'd like you to say it fervently. Say it with all of your heart. I am partaking of the life of Jesus this morning. Express your heart's desire. Pick the miracle you desire. Pick the blessings that your heart pants for this morning. As I partake of this table, I partake of the cup of blessing. Cup of blessing. Cup of blessing. I'm taking the blessing right now. I'm taking the blessing right now. The blessing of the communion table. I'm taking the blessing right now. The blessing of the communion table. Is somebody speaking? Is somebody making declarations? Right now. Right now. Don't close your mouth. Make your declarations. Take what belongs to you. Don't let any devil rob you. Something is happening to someone here this morning. Something is happening for someone here this morning. Something is happening for someone here this morning. Something is happening to someone here this morning. God is doing a quick work in someone's life right now. Right now. God is doing a quick work in someone's life right now. Sicknesses are disappearing. Afflictions are disappearing. Stagnation is destroyed. You are going out this self same day. This week, you are moving forward. This week, you are moving forward. The self same day. Something is happening to you right now. The blood of Jesus is healing someone. The blood of Jesus is healing someone. As you partake of the flesh, you are receiving strength. Someone is receiving strength right now. Everyone's weaknesses is disappearing right now. Everyone's weaknesses is disappearing right now. Every stagnation is destroyed right now. Jesus Christ is giving you progress right now. By the blood, make your declaration. Make your declaration. Make your declarations. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. Now, I administer this to you. Everyone who partake of his flesh and of his blood, I decree that his very life, that Satan could not destroy, gain access to you in the name of Jesus. A number of times they attempted to kill him, but he was unkillable. He was unkillable. Whatever effort the enemy is making to kill you shall be crushed today in the name of Jesus. Whatever virus that is eating up your system, I decree right now that they be swallowed up in the name of Jesus. Whatever is tying down your destiny that won't let you move forward. Just as the blood released in Egypt terminated 430 years of stagnation. I decree that such stagnations be terminated today. By the blood, I decree your progress in the name of Jesus. By the blood, I decree your unstoppable acceleration in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. And all of you who believe, say the loudest, amen. Please get seated, everybody. I'd like you to be in the spirit as you are going towards the point of service. Be praying very violently. Be praying. Be praying from your heart. Be praying from your soul, asking God for intervention. And upon receiving it, as you are going back, you are thanking God, praising God, jubilating as the choir take us, leading us in praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Something is happening. Be full of expectation. Your story is changing. After taking the communion, you wait for the final blessing, the final prophetic word for the week. Something must happen to you this week, beginning from now. Thank you, Lord.
Hey, we are moving forward. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We are moving forward.